Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Des is back with us with the sports news, Des.
Yeah, hi Mary. Well, we've had three rest days at the Rugby World Cup, but the action resumes tonight. France take on Uruguay in the first of eight matches across the next 4 days. Now, France will be heavy favourites tonight, despite making 12 changes to the side that beat New Zealand last weekend. Uruguay didn't play in the first round of fixtures, and they've won only three of their previous 15 matches at Rugby World Cups. They've yet to make it past the pool phase. Wales also make lots of changes. They make 13 changes for the game against Portugal. Meanwhile, the Irish team to play Tonga on Saturday will be named this afternoon. It's expected to be a strong selection, though, with Johnny Sexton again tipped to start at out half, Conor Murray at scrum half. The Ireland team manager Mick Carney has been talking about the positive mood in the Irish camp.
Confidence and belief, I'd say, is very high, and I think that that comes from a number of factors. I think going back to when Andy came in after 2019, I think that there was a lot of kind of, I suppose, talk about players being themselves and being happy very much within the environment, and having that kind of openness and ability to kind of speak out, ability to very much be themselves and work together and ask questions. I think in the early days, you know, there was, Andy would say, there's no such thing as a silly question or a bad question, and he doesn't have to say that anymore now, because I think players are very open with each other. I also think that the staff and the players, there's an incredible connection, I think, between both groups. Staff, like, they're just so kind of, I think, humble and hardworking, and just want to do their best for the team, I think, which permeates down through the team, I think, as well, the players as well, that they really appreciate it. And I think from the player point of view, There's no egos. They're incredibly humble. There's an incredible kind of work ethic, I think, between the staff and the players. The coaching team, just they're working, you know, so hard to make the players better, which I think in turn builds the confidence and the belief. So I don't think it's something that you can build overnight. I think it's something that has been building for the last 4 years, really. And I see now where everybody, I think, is comfortable in the system. They train hard. Their habits are really good. The coaches are drilling good habits into them, morning, noon, and night. And I think the players have really embraced the challenge of being the best version of themselves every day.
That's Mick Carney, and Ireland play Saturday against Tonga. Now, the background to Vera Powell leaving the Irish women's football setup should be revealed when FAI Chief Executive Jonathan Hill meets the Irish media this morning. Hill will be joined by Mark Canham, the FAI's Director of Football. They're also expected to address the FAI's financial debt and the future of Stephen Kenny as manager of the men's national team. In golf, all 12 members of Europe's Ryder Cup team are playing in the BMW PGA Championship at Wentworth, the flagship event of the DP World Tour. Play began at 6:45. James Morrison is the early leader. He's an eventful 200 par after five holes. He's had no pars, two birdies, two bogeys and an eagle. Patrick Harrington currently on the first hole. Rory McIlroy about to tee off, and Shane Lowry tees off at 9:00. Yesterday, there was a lot of focus on the upcoming Ryder Cup, and the European captain Luke Donald was asked if he was concerned that Rory McIlroy is going to a stag party in Mykonos next weekend, just days before the Ryder Cup.
We spoke, I was at his house, what, maybe 10 days ago or something, just chatting, catching up with him, and I mean, it did come up. You know, Rory is, he's not like Rory's 22 or 21. I mean, he understands that he's you know, there's nothing wrong in going out and have some fun with your friends, but I think he's got wise enough shoulders to know that he won't go crazy, so I have no concerns there.
Luke, you obviously picked Shane. Padraig was gushing about Shane yesterday. What exactly does Shane bring to the Ryder Cup team on and off the course?
Well, he's very passionate. He loves those team atmospheres. I think he grew up around, you know, team sports when he was younger. You know, you'd never walk into a room and see Shane on his own. He's always got people around him. He's got good chat. He's got good energy, good passion. And then golf-wise, you know, he's proven himself in many big occasions, the Open Championship, winner at Wentworth. He won a WGC, you know, the biggest moments he's able to deliver. And we saw some of that, obviously, in Whistling Straits, some of that passion, holding putts when he needed to. Part of the process of picking, you know, and having six picks is, you know, some of them you have to pick on just knowing that they've been there before and you knowing that they've been in those situations and they've been able to handle them well. And obviously, you know, Shane is certainly fits into that category.
That's Luke Donald. Now, a remarkable performance yesterday from England cricketer Ben Stokes. He hit the highest score by an English batsman ever in a one-day international as they easily beat New Zealand. Stokes scored 182 off 124 balls, including 9 sixes and 15 fours. Final news of racing. The action today is at Nace, and the first race is off at 1:55.